Hey, it's the Sparks Amsoil Dealer Training Call. It's Monday, August 25th, 2014. I'm so glad you guys are taking your time out of the day to get on our call. Whether you're listening live on the day that we have it or you're listening to the recording, I do appreciate you taking the time to educate yourself on this wonderful business that we have. It's called being an Amsoil Dealer. Tonight we're going to answer some questions from dealers and have an open discussion on whatever topics come up. But first I wanted to give some insight on gaining new customers and accounts. You see, there's a couple of ways to look at it when registering accounts and dealers and so forth. That would be commercial accounts, retail on the shelf accounts that you're working with. The number one way is you find a prospect that's interested in possibly working with you and Amsoil. And you get them registered right away, which means you get them an account number, and they may not place an order right away. They might not place an order the first four or five times you go talk to them or visit with them. The second way to do it is you work with a prospect until they're ready to place an order, and then you get them as a customer at the same time you place the order. Both methods work, and there's really no wrong way of doing it. But with number one, you just have to remember, if you register a customer, they're locked in as your customer for 15 months. You have 15 months of account protection. Even if they never place an order, they're your customer. Now, there is a small fee to register a commercial retail on the shelf account. It's about $6 online if you do it. It's $5 if you order the packets. It's $2.50 if you order the packets with Trade Show Co-op. So, might be something interesting to have some packets available and do it that way. I find it just a lot more convenient to do it online. But that is one way to do it. Just remember, when they do place an order for $100 for their qualifying order, or if they're a preferred customer, it's 50 commission credits, you're going to get a $10 bonus from Amsoil. So that $6 fee will be covered by that for your commercial retail account. With number two, one thing you have to worry about is not pay, or you don't have to worry about is not paying that fee. So you visit your customers a couple of times, you talk to them about Amsoil, you get them to finally commit to buy, and then you get them registered. The downside is if between the time that you talk to the customer and when they decide to place an order, they go online and find a different Amsoil dealer or just go to Amsoil.com and decide they want to register themselves, and they get assigned a different dealer. This would have been something that could have happened, and I've had it happen to me in the past. So just remember, there's no account protection unless that account is registered with you. Next up, I'm not saying I'm a superstar because I don't think of myself as one, but I do feel that I stay productive on a regular basis with my business. I think that's one thing that I've really been good at over the last 14 years is I am consistently adding new customers, dealers, and accounts to our business on a regular basis. One thing that I try to strive is to have at least one full page on a revolving basis for the new customer report, which means when you click on your new customer report, you pull it up, that page is full and going into the second page. Some months I'll have two full pages, and that will be about 14 to 18 new customers on a 30-day revolving basis. So that new customer report, they stay on there for 30 days and then they fall off. So the 31st day, they will not show up on there anymore. And as demonstrated by the Amsoil monthly leader for the month of July, Alicia and I had a great month in July, and we made it to number 11 in the most new customer sales for most qualified dealers, preferred customers, and accounts. And you can go into Amsoil.com and then click on the you're going to click on services. Under services, it'll say dealer recognition. You can get the top dealers on there. And then there's the monthly leaders, and we're on the number 11 under the leaders and new customer sales. So, you know, just striving to keep your getting new customers in your pipeline, getting them registered. Sometimes they place an order right away, and that's great. I've taken account applications and orders at the same time. I always ask for the orders, and now especially with this new Amsoil Find Amsoil locator, I encourage them to place a first $500 order right away so they can show up as soon as possible on the AMSOIL Find AMSOIL Locator program. And that's a great lead in to getting my customers registered, and I'm having great success with that thing, as well as getting orders quicker than it used to take before, because now it's really an incentive for them. So just keep in mind registering new dealers, preferred customers, commercial accounts, and ROTS accounts, retail on the shelf. That would be also installers or anybody that buys the product for resale. Is one of the best ways to achieve surefire success in your business. There are other ways, of course, to build your AMSOIL business. You can do individual sales. You can stock product. You can do shows or what have you. But registering new dealers, preferred customers, commercial accounts, and retail on the shelf accounts is pretty much one of the best ways in my book, and it really will give you long-term success in your business. So for tonight, let's hear from you guys. What are your questions about AMSOIL? You know, well, let's hear about your questions about the business, the products, or the opportunity. I'll be glad to take any questions you have. First up, give us your name and where you're calling from, and then give us your question. So who's going to be the first guinea pig?
Dave Noss.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, something that I think is important here, because I think a lot of guys, especially new people, will run across this and they'll become concerned, and they shouldn't be. You're going to find once in a while that you're going to go online and you're going to go to eBay and some of those places, and you're going to see people selling AMSOIL there, and you're going to be wondering, what the heck is this? And then, of course, you know, it's going to probably be disturbing to you. Well, I did call AMSOIL and today, actually, to just verify. And, Mike, you can go ahead and elaborate a little bit. But they have a department that six people out after these people. I mean, they're on it all the time. And and a lot of it, most of these people are not AMSOIL dealers that are selling on those sites. So it really is not going to affect your business, if at all that much, especially if you're talking to long-term clients and developing relationships. I'm trying to look for my information here. If you happen to be on a site like that, and I'm digging it out here, we have, and probably most of you guys know this already, so I'm sorry if I'm preaching to the choir, but we got the web violations at AMSOIL.com. So if you see something like that, any information you can forward over to those folks, you know, they'll get on it and try to get some of that stuff off of there as much as they can. And they're dealing with a lot of this on an international basis. So is there anything else you can, any other light you can shed on that, Mike?
No, I mean, really, the AMSOIL company is, if you've ever been up there, it's really kind of a small company. They only have a few hundred employees. I think they might be up to like 300 now or something. And they do have a web violations department, but I think that's only one or two people. And, you know, there's 60,000 plus AMSOIL dealers, and I don't know how many commercial retail accounts out there and preferred customers and just regular AMSOIL customers. They cannot possibly police the entire internet with two people. So yes, if you do find a web violation, whether it be somebody selling products that they're not supposed to be selling, or they have a violation on their website according to the AMSOIL rules, they don't have the you know, they're giving away free preferred customer memberships or something like that, contact AMSOIL, the web violations department, and they will take care of it. I always look at it this way, you know, dealers should be policing themselves, and, you know, anybody that pays a $30 fee should be glad to be pointed out, you know, that, you know, we're self-policing, and this is our company. The more we can keep it equal and by the rules, the better the company is going to be. Those rules are put in place for a reason. And some of those reasons you think, well, they don't make sense. Well, they made sense because of, you know, something that happened in the past. They have had to create these rules, you know. So just keep that in mind that, you know, we're here to help AMSOIL. And if you see something that doesn't follow the rules, contact AMSOIL. And it also helps you learn the rules better yourself. So, you know, that's about it, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Dave. Anybody else have a question?
No, I was, actually, this is Kevin from Chicago here. I was in the process of signing him up to be a preferred customer, and he was looking on eBay, and he brought this to my attention, the eBay thing, today, actually. I was scrolling through. I just, he said, go on there and check it out. So I did, and I'm on right now on eBay, and I just typed in AMSOIL in the search. There's 438 results for AMSOIL on eBay right now. I mean, there's some guy, a guy in Lakeland, Florida, selling two bottles of Severe Gear for $42.98.
You just have to remember, that if you're not a dealer or an AMSOIL account, you can. Like, say, for instance, you bought you're just an AMSOIL catalog customer. You went down the street at the Napa store and you picked up, you were going to do a transmission service and you bought 14 quarts of transmission oil and you only needed 10 or 12.
Right.
They can't stop that person because that's their own product that they bought. Now, if you're a registered client with AMSOIL, pretty much basically if you're a dealer, but they can also go after preferred customers and because they can take the preferred customer status away, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you're a dealer or like a retail on the shelf account or something like that, they'll go after you and just say if you don't take it off of eBay and you're a retail on the shelf account, they just won't let you buy AMSOIL anymore. So that's how they police that stuff and keep it straight and narrow. But just a person that might have had extra products or whatever, if somebody was a dealer and they bought a whole stock of products and they gave up their dealership, they can do anything they want with the products,
Right. No, I was just saying because I was just looking at some, because sometimes they give you a explanation, of what it was.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
This one's different. This guy here says Tin Man 265 is the seller name. And he's got for sale is 8 1-quart sealed bottles of AMSOIL Series 3000 5W30 diesel oil. Please refer to the AMSOIL website for complete product information.
Huh.
Well, I wasn't really too concerned because I told him I was talking to the kid I'm going to sign up here. I told him, I said, look, I said, you can buy that stuff off of eBay, but you're going to pay more money and you're going to pay more money for shipping. I said, you're right here in the Chicagoland area. The warehouse is right here in Bensonville. I said, you can either go pick it up or you can have it delivered right to your front door. I told him, I said, but you're going to pay more online. I said, and I told him, I said, well, this is what it retails for. And I said, I can get you a better price if you become a preferred customer because you'll buy it at wholesale. So he's looking to sign up with me to do that and also probably to be, get his, some other people because he does a lot of work. Well, he parks the Chicago Cubs players' cars. So he's getting some of those. He's getting these guys turned on to it because I told him, I said, hey, why don't you become a dealer? And then you can get these guys involved in it too. You can sell to those guys. And he's like,
that's normally how it works. They become a preferred customer, and then they use it for a while, and they start telling friends about it. And then you say, look, for another $10 a year, you get to become a dealer. Now you get to make profit and commission on your products that you're already using yourself and the ones that you're recommending to your friends. That's a perfect lead-in to, get somebody down the road that might just want to try the products out, but then later on they become a dealer. And the other thing I always point out, I tell people, I said, you pay for the AMSOIL products, you get them at a discount, but you get me for free. So they get you as their servicing dealer. You buy it off of eBay. You have a question, you have a problem, you have, something. I can't help you wherever if you didn't buy the product from me. You have to go wherever you bought it.
What about warranty?
and warranty. If you're buying stuff from an authorized AMSOIL dealer location, you have the full warranty in effect. There might be a thing that says, hey, you bought it off of eBay, buyer beware. We don't know where that product's been or who's used it or anything like that. So that might be something else that if you do have run into that, just say you're buying off of eBay. You don't have a buyer beware on that, So
you don't even dilute something with water or God knows.
Yeah, well, I mean, those seals can't be too hard to, you know, to get around, I guess. I don't know the way to do it or not. But
hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Dale Jr., how you doing, man?
Doing good, Dale. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, I just wanted to point out something. I really wouldn't worry too much about other sources that people may be able to get AMSOIL from, because if you think about it, with today's logistical capabilities, you can go to Walmart and buy the exact same thing at Walmart that Target sells. Coincidentally, you can buy the exact same thing at Walmart and Target on eBay. So there's enough customers out there and a big enough market out there. You know, if somebody wants to go on eBay and buy it, just let them go on eBay and buy it. But the difference between what we have to offer as a dealer is the personal attention, you know. And if somebody wants to buy it from eBay, then all that means is that they're not our demographic. They don't fit our customer profile. It's not a big deal. Just move on.
Yep, that's true. Thanks, Dale.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
This is Terry in Texas.
Hold on.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Just got finished talking about eBay stuff. You ready?
Yeah, of course. 805-399.
Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
What'd you need, buddy?
I was wanting to know a little more about the bypass system they were talking about last week. On a big truck, what would the average cost be, do you think, to put it on a truck, and then how often would they need to change that filter?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. That's kind of a good follow-up. Appreciate it. Actually got a call today from a guy in Dixon, Tennessee, who was driving through, had a big semi-truck, and needed one of those filters to change. He didn't come by and get it because it would have been about 150 miles out of his way, and he had to get down the road. But to get one installed, for the EABP120, the biggest AMSOIL filter they make there, you know, probably could do it for about $300 or so if you have a good mechanically inclined person. And the filter recommendation on that is they don't really have a standardized recommendation. It depends on, you know, how many miles you're driving and how, and the type of engine and stuff like that. It's normally with bypass filtration, you're going to be changing your filters and your oil according to oil analysis. And I'd really seriously look at getting a customer on a regular scheduled oil analysis. So let's just say over-the-road truck, and they're doing about 100,000 miles a year, right? So they're 20, 40, 60, 80, 100. So they're going to be doing between $20,000 or 20,000 miles a quarter or more, 25,000 miles a quarter they might be doing per year.
Okay.
So I would tell them to do oil analysis every 3 months. One of the beauties of the oil analysis is they can change oil. They can time it where they only change oil where they're back at their home location. So it really kind of reduces. They don't have to drive along the highway and look for a place. They can extend it out and kind of do it when it really needs to be done. But they'll do a trend oil analysis on a quarterly basis. The oil analysis, you can tell when it's time to change your filters because you'll see your wear metals. And if you do this over a long period of time, you know, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 oil analysis, you'll see your wear metals will stay the same. And when they start moving up, when you see your wear metals start moving up, that's probably an indication this time change filters because those particles that are between 5 and 15 microns are getting in there and causing a little bit more wear than you would have had with 2-micron absolute. So then you would, you know, determine with your oil analysis if it's time just to change filters and top it off, if you need to change the whole oil. Typically, you never really have to change the whole oil unless there's a contamination issue, which means you can change filters, add the new filters, top off the oil. You know, with that big filter, that's adding like an extra gallon of new oil to your thing. So it's rejuvenating your oil additives. It's keeping the fresh lubricant in there. And, you know, you really never have to change oil. You just would change filters over a long period of time. I've seen, you know, semi-trucks with 300,000-500,000 miles without an oil change using bypass filtration. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, and as long as I use the good oil filter, you know, the Amway or the Amzol oil filter, and don't, you know, use a cheaper filter, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. You just want to consult with them and tell them, you know, just because you've got the Amsoil system on there, you don't want to go buy the cheapest crappy full flow filter you can find. You want to use a quality one. You know, we have our own line with the heavy duty full flow filters, and they're high quality and they're designed to go up to 60,000 miles without an oil change, just on that filter alone, without even putting bypass filtration on there. So it's a more economical, it's going to save them downtime, and it reduces, it removes more particles. It's absolute 20 microns. And so, yeah, and if they can't get an Amsoil filter, you know, tell them to use one of the higher quality, Wick filter or, you know, the Donaldson Endurance or what have you, so that they can really get the maximum filtration that's possible. They start using these cheapy filters like we explained last week. They can, you know, kind of self-destruct and fall apart, and that gets in your oil and clogs your oil lines, and you'll have a catastrophic failure because of that. So,
okay. All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Anybody else?
Hey, Michael, Robert in Kansas. I got a question for you.
Yeah, Robert. How are you today?
Great. Talk a little bit about the timing of certain markets. Like, obviously, walking into a landscaper in June or July may not be the best time to catch them. So could you address a couple of areas on specific commercial account markets and the timing of when to address them?
Yeah, I mean, you just want to kind of it's almost kind of self-explanatory, but again, I'm glad you brought it up to kind of cement it in your mind that, you know, your landscaper, there, if the grass is growing, they're working, and they normally work, you know, 12, 14 hours a day. That's not the time to go and try to make a sales call and waste their time and all this other stuff. But going from, let's say, October till May, April or May, depending on part of the country you're in, March, you know, you've got, you know, 5 or 6 months there where sometimes they don't do anything all winter. They just pill around doing some small landscaping jobs. It'd be a great time. And really, the end of the growing season, when they're getting ready to put their equipment up, their mowers, is the time to start hitting them, start thinking about, especially for landscapers, hey, let's take care of that equipment with Amsoil for the winter, you know, and get some of our products in there. And we have some great lead-in products that are good for, you know, putting your equipment up, the fuel stabilizer, the greases, the engine fogging oil, the heavy-duty metal protector, you know, what have you, all these add-on products that really are your door openers that get in there and help these commercial account kind of guys do that. Now, if you're up north where it snows a lot, you know, trying to sell them while they're plowing snow is probably not a good idea. You know, find that time when they're not doing snow plowing and whatnot. So, yeah. Do you have any experience with that at all, Robert?
Well, we've had an additional couple of accounts throughout the season, but you're right. We caught them early, and I had one, ironically, through LinkedIn that reached out to me, and their account is just brand new, and he's fixing to place his initial order. But what about some other industries? Can you address some other industries and give some wisdom on that? And then a follow-up on a total different direction, what's the most beneficial time management resource that you use?
I don't know. Okay. Well, that's good. You look at a farmer, you know, there's two times of the year that they're super busy. They're super busy in the spring and they're super busy in the fall. So you don't want to time your farmers. You want to hit them, you know, middle of summer because they might not be doing as much as far as putting crops in the ground or getting crops off the ground. or the middle, you know, right after the first of the year, and going into the, you know, holiday season is another time good for farmers. Concrete companies, you know, they typically work year-round, but I'm sure they have busier seasons when, you know, houses are being built or big construction projects in your town are doing. So that would be one just to keep an eye on. And typically, obviously, a concrete company that has, they might have special maintenance people, but that's all they do is maintenance. So you could hit them any time of the year. And that's one thing to think about with commercial accounts. If they've got a maintenance guy for their vehicles and equipment, they're going to be pretty much busy year-round. You're just going to try to have to make an appointment, set your time up for that appointment, you know, be brief and don't waste their time. Give them the information, answer their questions, and then, you know, use your follow-up techniques for those. As far as, like, retail on the shelf stuff, I typically try to call and ask when they're not busy. You know, Fridays, a lot of times people are trying to get out the door. Mondays, they're trying to get their head screwed on straight from the weekend, so I don't go see retail on the shelf accounts or automotive places at the beginning of the week or the end of the week. I try to do that for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Same quick lubes, you know, you don't want to go on a Saturday. That's their busy day when everybody's, you know, Fridays and Saturdays when people are off work trying to get their oils changed. So, and you can just play that by ear when you're driving by. You don't see any cars in the parking lot, that's a good time to go and whatnot. As far as the time management tool, I just try to use a calendar. You can use any of the calendars. I use Google Calendar, and I also use Evernote. So if I have put a contact lead in there, I've got a system where they become a lead, and then I move them up to a prospect, and then I move them from a prospect to a you know, what time of an account they are. And there's also a calendar feature on that comes up right on my phone, time that I've got to call them the next time, and then I'll know when it's time to follow up. So that's probably a good time-saving deal. And then, you know, trying to do anything that can save menial tasks, like, you know, send out cards, for instance. I can email a bunch of, or send out a card to a bunch of people at one time, and it goes out. I don't have to do all that menial tasks and whatnot. So did I answer your question?
Yes. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Appreciate the question. Anybody else have any questions? I had put a couple people that are being loud on mute. I'm going to take them off here and whatnot. But anyhow.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael, I have a question and maybe some comments to put out. Two things. I just heard a question about time management. Something that has started working for me is one of my really young, very successful businessman. He's very wise. He writes down everything his to-do list before he ends the day before. Just a very simple time management tool. Then you know what you got to do the next day. You get that done, and then do the one for the next day, on the next day. It's just a great idea, and it's simple. I like simple things. Another one that I know Robert knows and some of my dealers know. I've been working with O'Reilly's and that, trying to get permission to get AMSOIL in O'Reilly stores. And I've got some tentative information, and I'd kind of like to know what other dealers are finding out, and this is it, is that AMSOIL O'Reilly stores can sign up as retail accounts, but they cannot put AMSOIL on the shelf until you get specific approval from O'Reilly's corporate to do that. And there's some hurdles to jump through. It's actually an interview process to do. And I've started that a few times. My computer crashed. My phone crashed. It's just like things conspire against me. But I'm working on it still. And my question to other dealers is I'm getting a feeling from O'Reilly store managers that they can get their individual store account and keep the products in the back for the customers that are asking for it, just like an outside buy. And I wondered if anybody has gotten through to their regional managers, you know, their local O'Reilly stores, regional managers, and got permission for that. Oh, is that clear as mud?
My own experience with O'Reilly's is I got one registered in Florida, and they bought one case of oil. I've never been to their account, of course, down the Gulf Coast of Florida, and they bought one case. I don't know if they've sold it or not, but there's so much business out there. I try not to waste time. I'm not saying you're wasting time doing that, but I try to go after the low-hanging fruit, as they say. I try to get customers that I know that I can do business with in a relatively short manner of time. And, of course, I'll work on some of them harder ones as I go, but I don't focus on those just because I have so much other business that I just get without, you know. I stopped at a shop, a diesel shop, outside of Dixon. I stopped, and the guy said, yeah, I know about AMSOIL. And I said, would you like to sign up? He said, yeah, I'd like to sign up. And I signed up right there. And I said, would you like to order some product? He wasn't ready to order. So the next time I drove by, I said, hey, look, I've got some product in my shelf. Would like to bring you some by and some MTG gear lube, manual transmission gear lube. He bought a case from me, and we got a relationship going. So I like the ones that I can just, without having to stress myself too much, just life and stress is just not worth it at my point in time. But you can get O'Reilly's registered. I do have the account registered. It's a valid account. They have bought product before. Don't know if it's on the shelf. Don't know where they have it. I did happen to actually register one of the guys there that works as an AMSOIL dealer as well. So that did get me in the door. For that, we'll see where that goes, going forward. But I did get one of the guys that worked there as an AMSOIL dealer, so that might help, the situation better.
I've had really good success with three O'Reilly stores myself, really? getting them to get on the nickel. But, you know, like say, one of the ways to help sell to any of these parts stores, even AutoZone in advance, is if they do outside buys. You can let your local guys know. That if they got a customer that wants AMSOIL, they can do an outside buy. You know, of course, they don't get any retail points. That's what I'm kind of, it's a twofold thing, information and questions. It seems to be, depending on the regional manager, of how tight they are with the individual store signing up. If the manager just goes ahead and signs up, I don't think nobody's the wiser. You know, as long as they keep it in the back and don't go against O'Reilly. That's something else you don't want to do is go against O'Reilly corporate policy and have them put it on the shelf when it's not approved by corporate. You'll get into trouble doing that.
I don't know if you'll get in trouble, will you? But
they'll call AMSOIL and AMSOIL will call you. I've already dealt with the regional sales guys on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, just don't, like I say, it's not bad. It's a good source. And like I say, I've got two dealers in South Carolina. They sell AMSOIL through their stores, but now right now they're doing outside buys. They can have their retail account, but the temptation is to put it on the shelf. And if they do, they're going to get in trouble, and they're going to get you in trouble. Bad trouble, but, it's going to be bad publicity for AMSOIL.
Gotcha. Well, that's good information. Appreciate it, Jonathan. And,
Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir. With that, our 30 minutes sure went by quick tonight. Appreciate everybody getting on the call. And hope this answered a few questions. Be glad to. We'll do this call like this probably once a quarter or so. Appreciate everybody getting on, and hope everybody has a great week. Go out and sell some AMSOIL. Good night.
Good night, Mike.
Thanks.
Good night, Michael. Bye. You're the best.
See ya.
Thanks for being here, Robert.